All right, so as we begin this meditation, taking a few moments to connect with the posture, those three simple elements of stability, of uprightness, balance, and also receptivity, a sense of softening, relaxing, letting your body, your mind be how it is in this moment. Letting go of anything that might be lingering on your mind, the day's activities, things unresolved. Letting go of anticipation, fully inviting yourself into this present moment. This process of arriving sometimes takes a while. This is fine, depending on what we have going on. Perhaps the whole meditation will be spent just trying to arrive, trying to connect with this present moment. And tonight, we'll explore another element of instructions around what's called choiceless awareness. Choiceless awareness. Often when we meditate, we choose to focus on a particular experience, like the breath or sound. Sensation of the body, emotions, thoughts. This is what we've practiced throughout these 6 weeks together. And each of those choices, if you look closely, has a sense of you choosing to meditate, to focus. Focusing on this versus that. In choiceless awareness, we start to soften that locus, that central reference point of you as the meditator, and start to relax into the meditation doing itself. So to help us practice this and to learn this, let's begin with the experience of hearing, of sound. And as sounds arise within your room, outside of your home, practice allowing them to be held in a very spacious, non-central container. So instead of it having, I am hearing this, I am meditating with sound. Try to just allow the sound to be just experienced. Also, it's being held and experienced by the very space that surrounds you. even this space within you, within your body, within your mind. So we're softening the effort of you as the meditator. And allowing this innate quality of knowing, of awareness itself, to come to the forefront. It can help to let the defining outline of your body, even if the defining features of yourself, soften, fade into the background. So with sound, there's just the hearing, just the receiving without it referencing back to a person who's receiving, who's hearing. If this is confusing or you find yourself drifting off, it might be helpful just to focus on the breath, to ground, to steady. This is perfectly fine. And if there's a sense of steadiness and calmness, sensing your awareness expanding throughout your room, those four walls, so you're less self-referenced and more focused upon the space itself within these walls. And that is what hears, that's what senses. By its very nature, awareness can hold all experience. So during this practice, we'll add different elements to that spacious awareness, this choiceless awareness. So the space within the room, this expanded sense of knowing, holds sound. And I allow that same spaciousness to be directed inwardly to the outlines of the body. Feeling the breath and the various sensations as they arise and pass away. But again, held in this spacious quality, as if the very air, the very space within your room is what's sensing, is what's knowing your breath, knowing this sensation and that sensation. Letting the sense of you as the meditator soften, fade into the backdrop, the background. And trusting and relaxing into the awareness itself, the very knowing. Without location. Without a reference point. As if it permeates the very space inside and outside. Simply knowing each breath, each sensation, each sound. And only by becoming more quiet, more spacious, allowing the awareness now to expand, to include emotions as felt as body sensations. Just the subtle pressure, warmth, sensation as emotions manifest in the body. All held by this spaciousness, this the very space in your room. As if the room itself is what's meditating. Simply knowing a sound, a sensation, an emotion. from this receptive, spacious quality of meditation, hindrances may arise and be easily known. There's an itch and an unpleasantness with that. Perhaps a wave of sleepiness or restlessness. These too are held easily by this spacious quality. And this quality of awareness also holds thought with an equal balance to sensation, to breath. So thoughts are just another experience arising, just as a breath might arise, just as a sensation or a sound. In this way, thought is just known as another experience. The content is acknowledged, is known, but held in such spaciousness, it doesn't really matter what type of thought or what it might be about. And this is where the choiceless quality of this awareness comes from. If we can allow our awareness to expand as if the very air within the room is what's sensing, what's knowing. The air has no preference about what arises. It has no choice or volition to choose to focus on this versus that. It simply deeply receives whatever is arising. Held easily with balance within this backdrop of stillness. Sound, thought, sensation, breath, emotion. They arise from the stillness and they fade back in. Relaxing and orienting to this stillness. Even our reactions, our preferences, these too are easily known, easily received by this spacious quality of awareness itself. Where is the reference point of meditation? Where is the locus of the meditation itself? Sometimes it is firmly rooted in the sense of me who's meditating, who's focusing, releasing thought. Other times we can relax into the backdrop. The sense of awareness and knowing, even before we fully take form. In a minute or two, you'll hear the sound of the bell. And when you hear the sound, waiting for it to fade before you come out of the meditation. And come out gradually, keeping contact with that spacious awareness and allowing it to include the visual field when you open your eyes after the sound fades.